History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. McKeon and Boccioni are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. It is a third straight Saturday that we will discuss the coronavirus and its impact on the sports world, which seems to be an hourly update since what? Tuesday night? What'd you say? One of the craziest weeks I've ever had in my almost 28 years of doing a sports radio talk show. Frightening, educational, historic, and impactful. You know, two Saturdays ago, we started to discuss it. What if? Are you concerned? Are you worried? Could the NCAA tournament play without fans? I don't think any of us just 2 weeks ago thought it would be canceled. And things were coming at us so fast in this country. It's the one time in doing a sports radio show that it was changing by the hour, that you felt like you were anchoring a disaster in progress. And I've been on the air through a killer tornado in Gerald, Texas, when I was in Austin. And I've shared the pain of the Oklahoma City bombing when I was on the air in Oklahoma. You know, post 9/11, those shows lingered through much of that fall. They were powerful. But this is a week where, for the most part, I watch our country come together. That we show compassion, that we have a heart, that we look at our children differently, we look at our moms and dads, we look at our friends, that maybe the best thing that could have happened to get our attention was shutting down sports and concerts and my kids' schools in Michigan. They're out for 3.5 weeks. They kind of get the coronavirus, but it was like the longest snow day ever. Or Christmas, when they got the news. To me, it was that overabundance of caution that we've talked about the last three Saturdays here on CBS Sports Radio. And you can't avoid it, because I'm looking at CBSSports.com. Christian Wood for the Pistons has coronavirus. They just played Utah a week ago. I mean, think about what's happened since the last time we got together here on 355 radio stations in the U.S. and Canada. Think about what's going on in just the last 7 days in sports, more importantly, in the world. Spain going to a lockdown, France going to a semi-lockdown, Italy in lockdown. In our country, it's not an overreaction, but we don't want that situation. Italy can't control it right now. If you go inside the numbers, and I had Dr. Ed Cornelia from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Systems, jumping on my statewide show a couple times this week. And as a medical professional, a doctor, he said, you need to watch the data. Don't watch TV. Don't listen to sports radio or news talk radio or your local morning show. You need to watch the data. That's the most important thing here. Has nothing to do with politics. It's about the data. The curve. How fast and high that curve goes. Because he pointed out on Thursday's show, statewide here in Michigan, that the curve in China was going the other way. And we need to get there. Which, considering they shut down their Chinese Professional Basketball League on February 1st, and there's talk that they may resume play on April 2nd. So that two-month window. But they had over 80,000 cases. There aren't a ton of new cases being reported. And considering they have five times the population of America, and when I say only 10 fatalities yesterday at the worldofmeters.org website, which is a great up-to-the-minute worldwide look at the coronavirus. So if China, the epicenter of all this, in 2 months may play basketball again, which outside of Olympic sports, probably their biggest sport in China. If they can do that, that's the light at the end of the tunnel. Those are the things that aren't being reported. Or when you look at the age groups on fatalities connected to the coronavirus. The media frenzy has to be separated from media, not opinion, but facts and education and real data. And I applaud Dr. Ed Granolio because he was in front of the concussion era saying, well, wait a minute, the data doesn't match what we're seeing in the media or on the social networks. And he told me that 8 years ago. He's a doctor that relies on data, and that data and information is why the NBA shut down, why Major League Baseball is delaying, and I was listening to Jody Mack, and I think he had Bob Nightingale on, and they're thinking it may be 2 months, which would be close to, you know, Memorial Day, and that kind of fits China. I mean, if China can get back to playing sports, that's a country that had over 80,000 cases. If they can get back to playing basketball, that gives us hope that this isn't the apocalypse because it's being treated that way. This rush for toilet paper, I don't know someday if you'll look back on toilet paper like they did gold early in the 19th century. That the toilet paper, I think I had to go to like a convenience store and get some toilet paper. The frenzy made me just want to buy extra toilet paper. And I read some psychologist story that buying that extra toilet paper, buying all that extra groceries makes you feel good. It relieves some of the anxiety. And I'm thinking, toilet paper? You know, I'm going to buy too much food or too much water or things I, you know, too much. If gas stations were shutting down, I'd put a tank behind my house, right? First thing I think when we have a pandemic is I need more toilet paper. It's crazy. But that's why I step back. And if you've listened the last three Saturdays, not that I've been all over the place, but I've been navigating this with you, with America, with the world. I'm a father with children now out of school for 3.5 weeks. Talk about changing your schedule. It's kind of cool. But then you realize as you're driving into work, and my schedule is different, so I can be there with my kids till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right? And I do my statewide show 3 to 6 in Michigan on 20 radio stations. But then it hit me Friday when I pulled up to the parking garage, like, oh my God, this is like 21 snow days. And I'm divorced, so I have my kids every other week. I do feel for families where, and I know not all states have shut down schools, but a family that has a working single mom or single dad, and they have, you know, two or three kids or one kid in school, and they have to adjust their life, and they may not have the money for daycare. So I feel for those Americans and men and women all around the world. I think another silver lining, if you can say that, in this story is that it reaffirms my passion for people beyond my borders, people I don't know. when I watch a story from Italy or seeing what's going on in Spain or France or Iran. I don't think politics. I don't think political history. I don't think enemy. I don't think ally. I feel for everybody. And sitting here doing this show on a Saturday where it should have been wall-to-wall basketball from noon until midnight or 1 o'clock tonight if you had West Coast tournaments going. My kids went and played with friends, you know, had a birthday party. They're playing their Fortnite or Overwatch or whatever, Call of Duty. And I'm sitting there with nothing to do. Because all of a sudden, you know, he would update the coronavirus situation, but there's no sports. And I can't watch replays. I can watch the Miracle on Ice time and time again, but I can't watch games already played again. I just can't. It's like a movie, unless it's a great comedy, right? Great comedies I can watch a million times. But I can't rewatch a movie that I've already seen. I mean, I'll watch Saving Private Ryan. I might have seen that 30 times because I think that's the greatest movie ever made. That and Schindler's List. I watched Schindler's List 20 times. I can rewatch those. So I parked on my couch because it's, you know, 35 degrees and wind chill of 20 here in Michigan. If you have nice weather and your kids are out, you can get out and go do things. I know my kids' sports are shut down and club and high school. It really has created a anxious situation where you don't know what to do. And usually I binge watch when there's a major snowstorm or a time when I don't have my kids and we're getting hammered with weather, right? So I sat down and hit my Netflix button on my remote and I watched all the episodes of The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez, which was one of the saddest things I've ever seen on television, involving an abused child out in Los Angeles, actually Palmdale, Lancaster area. And it was one of the saddest things I've ever watched. Man, it was powerful. Well done. It made me think. I like that when I watch something that makes me think. So then I get done binge watching. My kids go run around with friends doing overnights. And I'm getting ready to come in here into the Saturday Night Huge show. Then I'm thinking tomorrow, okay, with the kids, you know, in Michigan, the cases are at 33. Our area on the west side of the state, I think there's like four or was it? Eight confirmed cases now, whatever it is. I'm not locked in my house yet. I'm not there. I'm not there yet. So now I got to figure out what I'm going to do tomorrow. Maybe go see a movie. Then what am I doing? They don't go to school. That is as a parent. You know, if you're by yourself, you can go hang, you know, if you're single or whatever and don't have children, you have kids and it. But there's a powerful message to this that I've engaged my, I can feel it since the school is announced on Thursday night. I've engaged my kids more, whether it's talking about the coronavirus or just having these conversations where I'm not busy about updating an opinion on what just happened in the Big Ten tournament or the Big East or Selection Sunday watch party I'm having at a bar. And don't forget my 8 watch parties. Or the NCAA tournament bracket contest, I was able to look my kids in the eye and just be a dad. And to me, it's rare. If you ask yourself, even with summer breaks, ask yourself in my shoes where I'm at in Michigan, when was the last time that I had my children? And I have them for an extended period just because things worked out that way, so I had my kids like through spring break or 1st of April. But when was the last time I had my children and I had nothing work-related outside of doing my show? No appearances, no remotes, no charity events. Everything shut down. Daughter's high school soccer team shut down for at least 3 weeks. School shut down for at least 3 weeks. My son's club soccer team shut down for at least 3 weeks. My other son's power strength workouts shut down. So I sat in a room, looked around, and there was nothing. Coronavirus, obviously, front and center, number one priority, right? But the four of us have nothing going on. Nothing. They may have, you know, overnights with friends, but I'm talking about things that would keep you from really having quality time. Amazing. Amazing 5 days in America. Unbelievable. So our first huge question of the night. What have you done this weekend? With no conference basketball tournaments, no NBA, NHL, no PGA, no NASCAR, nothing. Major League Baseball, no spring training, nothing. What have you done since everything was shut down the last 2 days, 3 days? What have you done that you haven't done in a long time? And what will fill your void until sports comes back? I would love to hear from you wherever you're listening in the U.S. and Canada. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. McKeon and Boccioni making the first 2 hours of the Saturday Night Huge Show easy from CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Who's on updates? Is it Fass?
Correct.
John Fass, I love him. He'll be by in about...
Award-winning update anchor.
He's award-winning?
Award-winning.
Congrats, John. I'm looking at the press release from CBS Sports Radio. For the 17th year, John Fass has won the Fass Sports Institute Sportscaster of the Year. That's great.
I mean, a little fraudulent winning your own award, but hey. I don't
in
know how
New
many
York,
Cy Young awards Cy Young won, but...
In New York, family is everything. Capiche? We have thrown out our first huge question of the night. What are you doing to fill your void with no sports at the current time? I think you had UFC doing it without fans. Did Jody mention some horse tracks were running without fans so you can still bet? You know, you can bet online, you can bet on TVG. It's eerie, man. It is, you know... Naturally, I do a statewide sports talk show and the national show here on CBS Sports Radio. I've enjoyed the last two nights, last 48 hours, where I have to do it differently. I don't mind once in a while. You can move my cheese and it will bother me, but then I kind of relish the challenge. I really do. So what are you doing to fill your time? Once the weather breaks, I think it'll be easy to fill the time. I mean, here we've had some nice days, but like I said today, the wind chill is around 20-25 on the west side of Michigan. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, away from what's going to fill the void for no sports on TV or radio outside of CBS Sports Radio, what's one thing you've done over the last 2 or 3 days that you've never have done or you haven't done it in a while? So join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Richard in South Carolina. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, this, it's, it's odd without sports, but I mean, you know, I was an athlete. I played high school and college, and it's a great thing. But then, you know, you get to your family, and what matters more, I've spent more time with my family. My son still had a baseball game Friday. We're down here in South Carolina. It's not quite as it is, I guess, in your parts of the woods. But we did get an email saying that somebody at his school, he's at a charter school, the staff member has been under testing from DHEC for the virus. And one thing that what you were saying is data. I wouldn't believe a whole lot of data you hear about out of China. But we need to take these precautions just for how this thing spreads, because the time from the whenever you're asymptomatic, when you don't show any signs, to whenever you have signs, it could be 14 days. They're saying 28 days. So that's how these things get really deadly. And I mean, it may not affect, you know, healthy people or vice versa, but it's a serious thing. I think, I hate to see things without sports. I hate to see things are canceling, but it's been time for, you know, doing other things. And their next question is something I hadn't done in a long time, is go out and buy latex gloves and all this stuff, because this thing may get bad and you have to be prepared. I hope you get your family prepared, because the days when you cannot leave your house, you know, may be coming. But that is what it is.
All right. Well, Richard, good luck to you and your son down there in South Carolina. Thanks for the call. Appreciate your huge opinion and what's filling the void for you. He said spending time with family and out buying latex gloves. I haven't gone down that route yet. I bought a lot of Lysol and the Clorox wipes, and I hope we don't get to the lockdown stage where Spain and France have gone. Italy, you know, China began that, was the first. Japan got things going where it was sometime in February, I think, 30 days of school. Spectators didn't go into their pro baseball games. They delayed the start of their J League, their professional soccer league. So the key is, you know, the serious critical cases. And that's some of the data to watch. And the World Health Organization, you know, not the Chinese government, the World Health Organization is posting those numbers on that worldometers.info that I've been following. Let's go to Ruben in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing good, buddy.
All right. I think the last caller, he's a little overboard. Hey, whatever your name was in Arkansas, it ain't that serious, bro, wherever you're from. It's really got me and a lot of people, because I'm one of those individuals where when I wake up in the morning, before I go to the restroom, I grab my phone, I hit ESPN, hit CNN just to get some news and sports, like a lot of us do. And I caught myself today catching a couple of 30 for 30s on ABC, because obviously there weren't major sports. And it's a little different for a lot of us, not only for a lot of us, for a lot of the bars, especially with the we were right about to be on the precipice here of the March Madness. And now a lot of people, 2, 3, 4 months out ago, they took off and vacationed for those Thursday, Friday, or that just that whole weekend set. And we were kind of hyped up and looking forward to that. So that's a downer for a bunch of us. And for me, just being a sports junkie, it's rough. I mean, I'll get through it. Don't know how the hell I'm going to get through it, like a lot of other Americans. But I'll just keep pushing on. I'll still keep hitting the ESPN, the Fox News, Bleacher Report. I'm sure I'll still get another 2 weeks. Let's see how long this is going to last. But a lot of us are lost.
Well, Ruben, you know what?
Hope everything's all right.
Hey, man, you know, give it that 3 weeks, and I appreciate you listening, Wisconsin. Let's give this a couple of weeks and see where it goes. I think we're in front of this. We're not in lockdown, but we're in that shutdown mode. Overabundance of caution, limiting the mass gatherings. Let's see what it does. I think we seem prepared. The national emergency declaration, $50 billion from the government to help fight the coronavirus. And just really get in front of it. Joseph in Cleveland, I'll get to you coming up in a moment. We do have an update. If you want to join in, what's filling the void for you with no sports? And what's something you've done in the last couple of days that you haven't done in a while? Because there's no sports anywhere. You can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's get to another update. Standing by, the award-winning Jonathan Fass. We are back live across North America, the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine, McKeon and Boccioni, doing a stellar job producing the broadcast back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update in less than 20 minutes. Huge questions of the hour. What has filled your no sports void? Radio, TV, nothing. What's filled it the last couple of days? And then what's something you've done that you haven't done in a while because there's no sports? Can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Joseph in Cleveland listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, so yeah, what I've been doing is went to Home Depot, spent about $150, picked up some paint. So they'll be spending some time painting some bedrooms in the house, doing the living room, kitchen, stuff like that. You know, it's weird having sports shut down, that's for sure, but I mean, it's just for entertainment, and with that entertainment comes mass gatherings, crowds, and, you know, unfortunately this virus that's going around, it spreads just as easily, if not more so, than a cold or the flu. And, you know, 20% of those cases actually become serious, requiring hospitalization. So, you know, they consider it mild, even if you have pneumonia. But, you know, the big thing is that what they're trying to do is just slow it down. They're not going to be able to stop it, but they're trying to slow it down so that hospitals don't become overwhelmed. If everybody becomes sick at once, everybody can't go to a hospital. They just don't have enough staff. So it's just hedging our bets, slowing things down. So, you know, for those of us who are healthy and can do it, you know, I'm taking the time to do something productive. So I'm going to be doing some painting, some cleaning, just some updates around the house. And that's pretty much about it.
Well, thank you, Joseph. Appreciate you listening in Cleveland. So Joseph is literally watching paint dry. And I'm not joking about the coronavirus, but he's painting walls throughout his house, went to the store, bought $150 worth of paint, and he's watching paint dry. Thank you, Joe, for listening in Cleveland. Let's travel to Rob in Pittsburgh, tuning in on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? It's weird without sports. We're in an unprecedented time. Usually I'm ramping up for baseball season. Fortunately, for me, I'm a big fan of horse racing, and we're on the road to the Triple Crown. I know you follow it as well. So at least we have that. It was weird watching the Rebel today without anyone in the grandstand or hearing the crowd. But at least we still got to see some racing action. So I'm digging in more, watching more replays, really getting ready for the road to the Kentucky Derby. What did you think of Nadal today?
Rob, I appreciate the call from Pittsburgh. Yeah, once in a while, like on the Twin Spires app or TBG, when I, like a big snowstorm or heavy rain for a couple days, when I'm not locked in my house or I don't have my kids, you know, I do watch the horse racing, and I, you know, started my career in Oklahoma City when they had Remington Park. The DeBartolo family opened it, and it's unbelievable sport in person. I didn't get to watch any of the race today. I've really dedicated my time to my children. That's what I've done. And Netflix. You have to think Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, the on-demands are just going to go nuts Because you can binge watch. You really, I'm thinking, what am I going to binge watch next? Let's go to Justin in Cleveland, also listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, you're right. My wife wanted me to cancel Disney Netflix the other, or the Disney Plus the other night, and I told her there's no way at this point. But yeah, my my daughter's out of school for the next 3 weeks, so we're fishing.
I'm thinking about doing is just doing a road trip with my kids and driving someplace. So we're in the vehicle together. We're not around a lot of people. We'll get drive through. We won't go sit in restaurants. Find a couple hotel rooms and just hang out. Which is you can't go to Disney World or Disneyland. So just take a road trip to someplace. Now, don't even plan it and drive to where you get some nice weather.
Exactly. It's a little cool here. I'm just outside of Cleveland, and we've got some big fish coming up on our rivers, so we're going to go down there, and we can't get sick. We're outside and away from everybody else.
Well, you spend that time with your family, Justin. Thanks for listening in Cleveland. Jake in Pittsburgh. This is like the Steelers and the Browns going back and forth scoring. Jake listening on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. Really loved your question, and it's kind of funny because last night me and my buddy were just going through YouTube and ended up watching the 86 Masters, 3 hours and 3 minutes.
You spent all 3 hours and 3 minutes watching the Masters? You really did?
Yep. Probably skipped about 20 minutes to the middle, but kind of cool to see something that I'd never be watching, would be watching replays of what happened during the day. But kind of looking forward now to even looking forward to finding other events that I can rewatch.
You know what's cool, and thank you, Jake, for listening in Pittsburgh. When you do see some of those old sporting events, how bad the clothes were, how bad. Like, I'm talking clothes were like what we thought was cool golf shirts or golf pants. Borderline MC Hammer golf gear. It's borderline. You can't touch this. I mean, it was like, when you look at the clothes, McKeon, have you noticed this, or Boccioni, that just go back early 2000s, the 90s and the 80s, clothes were so bad, and all of us thought those clothes were so cool back in the day.
Your styles, too, were awful. Like the colors that you thought matched were terrible.
Oh my gosh, they didn't. And how cheap, like some of the pro golf shirts, the Ryder Cup shirts, like they wore at Brookline. Oh my lord.
I'll say this, the sports uniforms from the 70s and 80s were great, but they just didn't have like the fabric to make them look good. Like the uniform concepts were awesome because you're seeing a lot of them being brought back now. They're bringing a lot of them back and making them throwback jerseys, and they look awesome with today's modern technology they use to build modern clothing. But the clothing back then just was terrible.
Oh, it was horrible. Like your high school basketball uniforms, baseball uniforms, football were just, god-awful when you look back on it. Even when you look back on the NFL stuff from the 70s and the 80s. And then just some of the clothes, like there was something from 2001, 2002. So... And that's just when I came from Chicago to do the statewide show in Michigan. And how bad the clothes were. I mean, how like the O.J. chase. Maybe it was something I ran in 30 for 30 for O.J. or something. When they're lining the streets or the highways, how bad the clothes were. When was that? Was that 2002, wasn't it? The spring?
Yeah. Well, what's cool is that there's six teams this year in baseball doing they're wearing their powder blue uniforms. From the classics, they're adding that to their collection this year.
So that, yeah, they all should do more classics.
If we ever see baseball ever again, but we'll see that.
Now, here's what's up, man. I'm going to tell you that when you have to look, McKeon, I know you were concerned 2 weeks ago. I'll give you credit there. But when other countries start to begin this path back to whatever normalcy they can start their journey with, that's when it will change. It goes back to what that Dr. Ed Cronolia from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, told me. You have to watch the curve. That is medical data. I know a lot of people don't trust China. Whatever. and World Health Organization, I'll trust them. Centers for Disease Control, I'll trust them. But when that curve levels off and then it begins to dip back the other way, that's when there's light at the end of the tunnel.
All I know is if they're not playing hockey in Canada and soccer in Europe, there's something wrong.
Well, but think about this. How crazy would this be? At least according to the SI story I read. If the Chinese Professional Basketball League, and I think Yao Ming is their commissioner or director, whatever his title is there, former NBA star, if they started playing April 2nd, you're one of these networks in America with no live sports. You have to pick up the Chinese Professional Basketball League.
Can you bet
on it? You have to.
Can you bet on it?
Probably will be able to.
I'll take Hong Kong minus 3.5, please.
I'll take Singapore. Welcome back to the Chinese profession. We'll be breaking it down. I'll tell you this, in a couple of weeks, the talk show host on CBS Sports Radio may be doing what you said is happening in Vegas right now, where people can bet on the weather.
I'm thinking about doing it.
Explain to the audience what you told me at the last break. Did you read this or did you hear this?
Yeah. So basically, some sports books in Las Vegas are allowing you to bet on the weather in major cities around the country for like the next day, which I find pretty cool. So you can bet like the over under of what the temperature will be. So I believe tomorrow, New York City's over under is like 48.5. You could bet the over under of the temperature at like noon. But also, you can bet like the temperature range that it'll be in tomorrow. Like, so you'll get worse odds if you pick like 50 degrees to 80 degrees. I'm thinking about doing it, because think about it, it'll be pretty cool in 30 years that I could say, like, oh yeah, there was no sports on, you couldn't bet on anything, so I bet the weather.
Think about Vegas. Think about the bracket contest. Think about legal sports gambling that has been legalized in a lot of states since Jersey got it. Think about the bookie illegal side of this, and they say the number that will not be placed during the month of March into early April gets towards $9 billion in America.
And that's only legal money, by the way.
Yeah, because there's no bookies going, oh, hold on, let me send IRS how much I'm taking in.
That's not counting all the office bracket pools that are being done.
So wow.
The country itself is not going to be gambling about $20 billion that is normally gambled.
Man. And then the trickle-down effect to the service industry, to people who need that paycheck. I do applaud a lot of NBA teams are out in front of this on making sure people get paid. That's a beautiful thing. Your opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.